We're talking basketball here with Coach Andrea Dabney, coming off a loss to Mercer last night. Certainly a frustrating loss for Milan. Couldn't get the offense going. Had 41 points. Had 28 of them for Ahmet Niasse. Just couldn't get that 2-3 score around Ahmet going. Mercer gets the victory. Both Mercer and Milan now 2-3. It's conference play next week for the Wildcats. Polo at home on Tuesday and Maysville at home on Friday. We talked about, you know, having the opportunity last week, Coach, to have some home games going into holiday hoops and maybe get some momentum going. But home games are only important if you come out and you play well. And certainly the boys kind of struggled a little bit last night.
Yeah, I think so. And like we talked about kind of off the air, I don't know if we can attribute some of that to some fatigue. You know, we came right from football into basketball, and I don't know if I gave them enough time to catch their breath. But I felt like we probably were one of the more uninspired teams that we've had last night, and just really didn't have much energy and enthusiasm. So hopefully we can, you know, it's still early. Hopefully we can get back into the gym and kind of gain some of that momentum back. I think we've prided ourselves on being a gritty team, and I didn't feel like we were real gritty last night.
Yeah, to me, and I didn't get a chance to see in the Tri Rivers Classic last week, but it looked like it was a step back from just looking at some of the scores. And, you know, you went 1-2 and you finished fourth place, but it looked like you were generally very competitive against some of your old conference foes last week.
Yeah, I felt like we kind of made some progress. I felt like every quarter we were continuing to get better. And I just felt like last night, I would say we took a little step back. We just weren't real aggressive at either end of the floor, you know. We had a pretty good feeling that Mercer was going to come out in a 2-3 zone. I don't know why anyone would play us in anything other than that. We've seemed to struggle against that. But we really tried to prepare that and tried to pay attention to some details. And it's not like we're putting kids in there who haven't been running our offense, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years together. So we tried to kind of shore up some timing things, and we just kind of took a step back. Kids were just catching and putting the ball up above their head and just looking for the next pass instead of looking for an opportunity to drive a gap and, you know, kick it out and maybe look for a score. But, you know, you kind of have games like that where you're just really flat. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Mercer. They've got a good little team there. They've got some kids that can really score. They shot the ball really well. They probably out-rebounded us, and I know they definitely out-hustled us. So they definitely earned the win last night.
As I mentioned, 28 to the 41 from Ahmet last night. Is getting consistent scoring around him, is that something that you think is going to develop, Coach? Was last night kind of an anomaly? What's kind of the challenges in trying to find some balanced scoring around Ahmet?
I think that we'll find some scoring to go with Ahmet. I think we've got some kids that will have the ability to shoot. You know, I think this summer they showed that they could knock some shots down. I just feel like right now we're just not in basketball shape, and we haven't had the opportunity to get enough shots up, and that's something that I have to do a better job of. I have to prepare them better. I have to make sure that at practice that we're getting plenty of conditioning in and we're getting plenty of shots up, you know, and I think maybe I've been worried a little bit too much about our schemes and what we're trying to run as opposed to remembering that, you know what, it doesn't matter how pretty it is if you don't put the ball in the bucket. So I'm going to have to put them in a better position to knock some shots down, and I'm going to have to do a better job of encouraging that three ball. You know, I've kind of been like, hey, we're not shooting it very well. Let's try to get something better. But at some point, if you're going to face 2-3 zones, you're going to have to knock some shots down. So I've got to do a better job of making sure that we're ready to catch on the perimeter and put the ball in the bucket.
I do feel like, too, you know, I think kids can get gun-shy when they miss shots, so they don't want to take shots because it's not going anyway.
Right.
Sometimes a missed shot, it's an offensive rebound opportunity. You got a Met down there. You have some good athletic ability. So, you know, it's kind of reminding kids, listen, nobody shoots 100%. Put the ball up. You know, if it's a good shot and it's in rhythm, put it up. Good things can happen even after a missed shot.
Right. And the effort has to be there. I'm good with, you know, missed threes as long as we're getting some offensive boards off those. But unfortunately, a lot of times here, we're kind of one and done. And some of that is just, you know, you just have to work through those kinks. You know, you have to work through some rebounding drills, you know, so that kids can actually see the ball coming off the rim and see where it's going to land, and, you know, try to get yourself there early instead of sometimes I feel like we're just a step late. And I think that's definitely part of our basketball conditioning, that we're kind of behind the eight ball with some of these teams. And the unfortunate thing is we don't have time to lick our wounds and feel sorry for ourselves. We got to make sure that we're not making excuses. You know, if we want to be that team that we say that we want to be, we have to go out there and we just have to continue to grind and continue to try to work it out.
Well, last night certainly he's kind of first and foremost in mind, Coach, but it wasn't a loss week completely. You got a nice win against Brookfield Tuesday.
Right, and I thought that we did a pretty good job of moving the basketball against Brookfield, and that was one thing. And I thought that we defended and forced a few turnovers, and so I thought that we were kind of making strides in the right direction. You know, we also have a few kids out right now that I think would be some key pieces to the puzzle, and I think that once we get those guys back, I think that's just going to add to the depth of our, you know, I feel like actually last night I felt like some kids actually played better than what they had been playing. You know, I thought Eric Reyes played, I thought he stepped up his game, and I thought Tony Linhart came in off the bench and played better as well. So we're hoping that once we get all of our pieces together, we get a few more practices under our belt, we get a few more games underneath our belt, and we'll start becoming the team that we know that we can be.
So you get, you know, obviously you're going to have to kind of, you know, you got to have a short memory in sports. So the boys have to kind of erase that lap, you know, last night and get it out of the system a little bit, because next week, you know, you start conference play, and you certainly, you want to be a team that's tough to beat on your home floor in conference. You get a chance to prove that next week against Polo and then a really good Maysville team.
Yeah, we definitely start things off. I think every night in our conference is going to be tough. I think everybody's ready to compete, and I feel like everybody is kind of getting a little bit older as far as who they're putting on the floor. And they definitely had some key pieces last year in Polo. I thought they had decent length last year. I thought that they had the ability to put the ball in the bucket and just needed to take care of the basketball a little bit better, and it looks like they are taking care of the basketball better. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us on Tuesday. We're going to have to come out and prepare, and we need a little bit more focus. And I know it's tough to ask kids that have been focusing since the end of July on practicing every day to up their focus a little bit, but that's where I think we need the most, is we just need to focus in here and get ready to prepare for our next opponent. And like you said, you can't look back. I actually put a post in our team app today. We can't go back and replay those five games, and the sun came out today. So let's move forward and let's get better. And let's be ready to go for next week and start our conference season off right.
Yeah, conference season next week. My travel is going to have me back at Milan Tuesday. We'll have Polo at Milan on KTTN. We will have Trenton at South Harrison. It's got to be a fun basketball up at Bethany on the 15th. That same night, that's Maysville at Milan. If I remember right, Coach, I'm trying to remember from last year, Maysville had that really good basketball team. And I think one of the really big wins that you got last year, if I remember right, was at Maysville, was it not?
It was, and it was a come-from-behind victory as well. We were down at the half and then came out in the second half, and I felt like that was a huge turning point for our team. I felt like we came out in the second half because, you know, like last year, I kind of thought we came out flat at different times as well early in the season, and the turning point, I felt like, was that second half of that Maysville game where kids really dug down and defended the ball really well, and we finally realized, you know what, if we defend, we're going to get some good runouts and we're going to get some easy buckets, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. So I have no doubt that this team will gel, and I just hope that we can make it happen sooner than later. I think that helps team morale when you can kind of get some wins under your belt, especially kids that are used to winning. It's tough when you come off a football season where you're used to winning every time you step on the floor or out on the field, and you're a basketball team that's won quite a few games here in the last couple of years. It's tough when you take a couple losses and that adversity strikes. So we've got to be ready because Maysville is going to be a really tough matchup for us as well. So next week, we don't have any time to feel sorry for ourselves.
Well, true about that. You got Brookfield on Tuesday. Obviously, folks in the GRC know that Brookfield and Marceline are coming in next summer, and I'm sitting there just kind of looking at that group of nine, and it's like if we go into the Wayback Machine 20 years ago and we look at the old Tri-Rivers Conference, you got the Grand River Conference, you kind of have like a 50-50 split. You took four or five teams out of the Grand River. You take the four teams you guys included, Putnam, you know, Brookfield included in that, in the Tri-Rivers, it's going to be a really good nine-team conference next year.
Oh, I think so. I think it's I think that's going to be a great addition with those two teams. I think it's going to be good basketball night in, night out, and I think you're going to have to be ready to compete all the time and not take a night off. You know, you're going to have to be ready to play, and you're going to have to be ready to play early.
Very good. Coach, I appreciate the time. We'll see you back at the gym next Tuesday against Polo. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot. You too, Tom.